o'clock hour
of Wilde and Tausch begins now.
So, Tausch, play predictor, because, you know, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think ultimately happens? I know the draft is unpredictable. We don't know who's going to be on the board when the Packers are at 25. We don't know if they're going to actually trade up to go get someone that they really like. But predict the future. Do we end up with the Packers starting the five that they would be starting if the season ended this very day today? Do you think that's the plan?
Yep.
That'll end up being the case.
Could be those five.
I think if they draft Mims, who they had in for a visit, I don't think he starts he's a first-day starter. Even if they pick him at 25. He started eight games.
What makes you say that?
Matt Bowen makes me say that. Matt Bowen said that on our show, that this is a guy that you'd be drafting as a project. And he's got a boatload of talent, but he started eight games. Now, in fairness to Mims, who I don't know, his first two starts as a collegiate player were the college playoff semifinals and championship game.
That's a pretty good game to start.
Those are kind of important games, in fairness to him. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but when Matt Bowen, who has watched a hell of a lot more film of Mims than I have, tells me he's not a day one starter and you want to ease him into the starting lineup later in the year, sure, he could have a great camp and you start him right away. But if you don't, you're in a pretty good spot that you feel like, to use Brian's word, you're fine if those five guys start the season.
Yeah, I don't think anyone here is going to be sweating if it's these five. It's, you know, you're not going to get 17 weeks with all five. Odds will tell you that just ain't going to happen, Captain. So who are the next guys up? Who are the developers? Because we've been waiting for Sean Ryan to emerge.
Uh-huh.
He did last year. That's the process, and that's what Green Bay does. Is old boy going to make a big step up? Nobody wants him to. Old Royster, nobody wants him. Nobody wants him playing. Who is the next guy that's going to emerge? You know there's somebody there, whether it's old Caleb
but there's
or
really
whoever's
not.
Out there.
That, to your point.
But we don't know that.
But
that's
but
what
they,
you think.
No.
They
only have four other guys on the roster right now on the offensive line.
Okay, who are they?
Kadeem Telfort, whose work I'm not really familiar with. He was on the practice squad all year. Luke, don't call me Judy Tenuta.
Tenuta. I hope it's Tenuta. Just
Royce Newman.
Name.
Got a fun name to say.
Tenuta.
Royce Newman and Caleb Jones. Those are the four guys they even have.
Yeah, so that tells you that they're going to be heavily involved in both the draft and the undrafted crew, and that this thing's probably not over. There's still other veteran players that are available that if you don't get a guy, you can plug in and bring someone in that is going to provide you that interior depth that you need. But I think they like old Caleb, but I think they're going to give him opportunities. He's a mountain of a man, just like Sheed is. Sheed is, I'm telling you, you stand next to him like, holy, it's a different world, man.
6'8", 340 for Caleb.
Yeah, he is a monster of a man. So you have guys in place, and we all feel good if the Packers, when they go to Brazil, if that's the crew that starts down there, I don't think anybody here is going to be sweating it. Well, I'll be sweating it because it's hot. And it's,
apparently, it's not hot. You told us it's not as hot as you think. It's by the equator, and it's going to be fall, I was told.
Yeah, Tropic of Cancer and Tropic of Capricorn and all that plays in.
Great books, yeah. All right, so we're okay. They're okay.
I've noticed you and Bulaga are doing this a lot, and I'm curious why. You guys continue to start sentences with, I'm not saying.
No.
What does that mean?
What are you, projecting now?
No, I heard Blue say it a couple times, and you just said, well, I'm not saying. Well, what are you,
the
what
originator,
are we doing?
Let me back up. You're not the originator of that. But who on this panel spent a good chunk of the second half of the 2023 NFL season starting sentences with, I'm not saying? So, if anything,
the
two of us have been
Kansas
influenced by you.
Because don't pin this on me. I don't say it with mundane things. I went big boy, big ball picture. And
big
I
boy,
wasn't
big
ready
ball picture.
Because I wanted to go there, but I wasn't ready to go there. That's the difference. I wanted to, but my brain said, slow your roll, old T. Don't go there yet.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I wanted to let you know mm-hmm. I'm thinking it. I'm not ready yet,
uh-huh.
but I'm thinking it. I'm not just saying, well, I'm not saying that so-and-so can't do this. Because when you usually say that, you're saying that they can't do it. That's it, my only point back.
Uh-huh. Okay. Pete the projector over there. Okay, fine. All right.
There's no projecting. It's a fair point.
Dude, you, Jesse,
dude,
I know you're very excited
Jesse!
To have Tausch on your team over the pizza controversy. But if anyone on this panel says, I'm not saying, it is old tea all day and twice on Sunday.
We just did the whole thing with the Bucks, Tausch, and I really want to be on your team. I owe you one from the pizza thing, but
you do owe him one.
The whole Bucks thing, where I'm not saying they're done, but oh, I'm nervous. Like,
do you understand?
Oh,
just wait a second.
I'm not saying.
Because these are fair criticisms, but uh-huh. do you not understand? I'm saying these things on big pictures that I'm not there yet,
uh-huh.
but I want you to let you know I'm thinking I'm almost there.
Uh-huh.
You guys are saying this with, like, mundane things. There's a difference. Is there not?
I don't have time to go back on Spotify and break down who most frequently says, I'm not saying I've got the tortured poets department to listen to in 2 days, so I'm not going to use my time to do that. You're going to use
your
time.
I'm sorry, but Taylor Swift cannot play victim.
Oh, jeez.
She can't.
Who
okay?
said she's playing? You have not seen, you have not heard a single note of this album.
I haven't.
You have no
she's
idea
herself
what she's
a
singing
dead poet.
About. No, she,
if
I don't
that's
know,
the title
I,
of her I, deal.
Tortured
All I'm saying
poets
is,
department.
Okay, that sounds victim-y to me. It does. I'm not saying.
No idea.
But it sounds victim-y. I'm not saying.
Wait a minute.
All right. We need to play trivia. Tausch needs to tell us about AmFam. He does need to say something about AmFam. What's the category? Do we have the trivia from Tyler, or did he, from the blowback that he's gotten, did he say, screw you, Jesse, and just not send the trivia?
So Tyler is taking his trivia assignment this week very seriously.
He did not appreciate his criticism that he received, I'm guessing.
He has received quite a bit of criticism. He knows that his time may be cut short if he doesn't deliver the goods today. So he has put together, it is a good benchmark for us to assess his work on Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. So it is a
See,
typical...
Tyler doesn't run. He's not going to run from criticism. Tyler's a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't going to sit there and say, oh, you guys are mean to me. I'm going to take my ball and go home. He's like, how can I be better? How can I bring the goods today? That's why Tyler's my tier one.
He's
going to
keep
Jesse's
fighting.
Tier one.
There's no doubt he's going to keep fighting. We will have to take trivia from him.
Let's wait and see how the trivia goes, and then Tausch trashes him again.
Oh,
in
yesterday
about 10
was
minutes.
So much better than Monday. He improved drastically.
Wow.
Monday was bad. Monday he came out just he threw his hat in the ring, as coaches would say. Y'all can't just throw your hat in the ring and expect to win. That's what Tyler did, and he didn't win. And then yesterday he built up.
You can get a 12% on a test and then get a 55% on a test and be dramatically improved
growth.
And still be an F.
Great growth. Yep, but it's growth.
He's so lucky to have you as a friend. I mean, he just said that he got a 12% on the Monday exam and a 55% on the Tuesday exam, and you flunked him anyway. All right, let's see what kind of grade this trivia gets. It's Wisconsin
in
Geography
fairness,
Wednesday.
Now I think 55 is like a C in a lot of schools, in fairness. That's another story. It's true.
We'll have to hold off on Tausch's commentary on the American education system because we have to play trivia. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia. Tausch, tell us about the geography of the NFL draft, which is in Detroit. With AmFam.
Yes. Calling all Packer fans. Well, you know what? It's one thing to watch the draft like we're going to. But what if you could experience it in person?
Mm.
Go to AmFam.com/Packers to enter the Dream Draft Day Sweepstakes brought to you by American Family Insurance. Again, just go to amfam.com/Packers. You get in there. No purchase is necessary. And you can head on up to Detroit, get all that great stuff, jerseys, etc., hotel, a whole bit, and you get to see who the G&G select with that first pick.
Caller 10 for trivia. We will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Trivia. Perfect song. Tier 1 Tyler fighting through. Fighting to improve. Fighting to show that our faith in him was not misplaced. Jesse, I don't know if he texts these to you or handwrites them and scans them in and faxes them. How do you get the questions from him?
He emails them to me. He used to text them, and then I don't know if he just started not doing as well with that. I don't know what the deal is, but he emails them to me now.
Okay, so then you copy and paste them and send them to me?
Correct.
So you've read them?
I have. They are new to Tausch. Tausch has not seen them.
Okay.
Good.
How confident are you that there's been a meaningful improvement here?
I'm going to let you guys decide that.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement if I've ever heard one. Let's play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Mike in Madison. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. This should not be indicative of Tyler because I am just terrible at Wisconsin geography.
Okay. I appreciate you taking the pressure off of Tyler right from the jump. Tausch is not going to help you, but he is going to answer the questions after you answer them.
I'm going to help. He's on the video stream. I'm helping.
It is possible that Mike doesn't know anything and the questions are bad.
It's fair. Let's all find out together. Question number one, Mike and Tausch, is this. Leaving from Prairie du Chien. If you want to ski at Cascade Mountain in Portage, which direction would you travel? Okay, Prairie du Chien to Cascade Mountain in Portage. Are you traveling east, south, or west?
Ooh, I'm not sure where Prairie du Chien is, so I'm just going to say east.
Yeah.
Not bad for not knowing
Mike.
Where Prairie du Chien is.
Attaboy, Mike. Good work.
Really funny third answer.
What was it? I missed it.
It was west.
Yeah,
it seemed that funny to me.
So hard.
Jesse, help him out. What would have been a fun directional answer?
I would have asked the question differently. I would have asked more of like what is the name of the mountain? And it could have been Cascade something or Mount Everest or I don't know. Workshop that.
Oh, that sucks too.
Or Reed.
Right,
come on.
Rashid Walker, Mountain of a Man. All right, question two.
That would. Jason with the win there. So Jason gets 1 point. I'm going to let you guys rewrite the questions and I'm going to give points out. Okay.
Great.
That's one
all right. Question number two, Mike, is this. The artificially made Castle Rock Lake is located between Adams and which other Wisconsin county?
Woof.
I have no idea. I've never even heard of Castle Rock Lake. And I feel like I'm okay with Wisconsin trivia. So good luck to you, Mike. Here you go. Castle Rock Lake between Adams and which other Wisconsin county? Portage County, Marquette County, or Juneau County?
Let's do Portage.
Juneau what?
Go Alaska.
You don't know the correct answer.
Yeah, Juno. That was my other one. Oh, man, shoot.
That's all right.
For what it's worth, I helped my friend out with this one because he listed Adams as the correct answer, which would have put Castle Rock Lake between Adams and Adams counties.
Interesting that you would choose by your own volition to share something from behind the scenes.
I could have let it ride.
To make your friend look bad.
Uh-huh. Could have let it ride. Could have made him look like a
doesn't
fool,
but seem I like saved he's him. A big doesn't seem like Tyler's a big fan of Castle Rock Lake artificially. Like, doesn't seem like he's a monster fan. It's a great lake. It's beautiful, Dom.
Well, wait a minute. It's it's not a great lake.
It's a small parenthesis.
Come on. That was funny.
It's a beautiful lake.
No, I laughed.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That was Mike that laughed. God. Question three.
All right, Mike. Yep.
If you were to head to Chippewa Falls.
We got to get to Chippewa Falls.
From Muskego on I-94. Which of these cities would you pass through first? All right. You're headed to Chippewa Falls.
Tough.
You're leaving Muskego. Mm. You're on I-94. Mm. Which of these cities are you passing through first? Would it be Toma, Black River Falls, or Eau Claire?
You know what? I've been riding A all the way, so let's just go Toma.
We got to get the Chippewa Toma's Falls.
Right. Worked out pretty well for you, my friend. Toma is correct. That means you got 2 out of 3 right. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries. For not knowing jack about Wisconsin geography, that's pretty good. Well done, Mike. Thanks Woo-hoo. For playing, buddy.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for having me.
I love you guys.
Love you guys
Give
so much.
Give him an extra entry. He said so much. That's not. I know nobody else has said love you this week, but when you go so much, that's worth 2.
This makes up
great
for
job.
Those
Mike's
that didn't say it.
Yeah. I'm pulling for Mike this week.
That's great, but there are no extra entries that are awarded. You can find the official contest
rules
at ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
Tyler did a nice job there. I think he went up from 12 to 55. I think he's in the mid-60s. He didn't have a big bounce
passing
day today,
grade?
But I think he improved. He passed.
Okay, what is a 60 now in the Tausch curvature?
It's like a B solid
minus.
C.
B plus.
It's like a C minus, yeah.
Okay.
60-something's average in today's day and age. So.
All right, well, we appreciate Mike playing. We need to get to Uncle Homer. I want to remind you, if you're a Packers fan, you certainly enjoyed our conversation about the Packers' offensive line situation with Brian Bulaga earlier. You should also enjoy the great customer service that comes with being an Associated Bank customer, especially if you sign up for Packers Checking from Associated Bank. All you got to do is go to associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more. You get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online, but more importantly, you get the great customer service that comes with being an Associated Bank customer. Again, associatedbank.com/Packers. Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Uncle Homer on Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Paving. Potholes are a pain when they pop up in your asphalt. Johnson & Sons Paving can patch or replace the whole lot. Book an appointment now at johnsonandsonspaving.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You're making love or starting the schoolyard.
You know what that music means. Every weekday you hear him, although barely during my segments on Mondays with Bulaga because he takes that segment off. On the Homer Hour, 5 to 6, on 94.5 ESPN.
What do you mean he takes it off? He just sits there and doesn't talk?
Basically. He interjects occasionally.
Why does he do that? It's his show.
Because he loves Brian Bulaga. He calls him the doctor of football. He wants to give him maximum airtime with me. So I barely talked to him, which is fine. You know, I know he's not lazy. No one would ever accuse him of being lazy.
Definitely not lazy.
He's also the voice of Marquette Men's Basketball on the Marquette Radio Network. And you hear him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. Plus, he's like always doing auctions and all this charitable work that he doesn't want anybody to know about. He is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm not good. I did an auction last week for Feeding America, and I had it. 2 playoff tickets, shoes signed by Bobby Portis. He's very helpful to Feeding America.
Yes.
And something else, and a guy sneaked in with like 20 seconds to go. Oh, I hate that. And granted, I can't complain too much because he was trying to get a good deal too. But, so if I had a bid more, he couldn't have done that. But there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Supporting a great cause in terms of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin.
I got an Aaron Rodgers signed jersey. Those are a lot less expensive than they used to be. I figure I got to put that away for about 5 years.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
No, I think in 5 years I'm good. Write it down. 2029. Aaron Rodgers will be loved again.
Hmm. Okay.
He's working hard to prevent that, but
Jason, are you skeptical that Aaron Rodgers is going to be loved again? You seem skeptical.
I am. I spent some time yesterday on Rutledge and Hamilton with Jim Rutledge and Alex Strofe. I don't want to, we only have one segment with Homer because he's got to do God talk or go to the dentist, whatever he's got going on today. So I don't want to spend too much time on this, but he's on another podcast. He's saying some stuff about HIV, and I'm worried about my old friend. I feel like he's really gone pretty far down the conspiratorial rabbit hole.
I have a question for him that I thought maybe you could answer.
Okay.
Because I think he's a good teammate, but this is not being a good teammate. He's creating a distraction
that
all his teammates of the Jets are going to have to deal with. And so just wait until
you're just
done playing, and then go ahead and say what you want. But that part I don't get because I think he's a good teammate, but that's not being a good teammate, is it?
No, especially when you proclaim after your disappointing season in which you only played 4 snaps because of your injury that the organization has to get serious about having a culture of winning, and it starts with not having distractions. That's what he said. And
so,
I'm sorry,
Homer,
but the more of these podcasts he goes on, the more he's a distraction.
Homer, you've done play-by-play and color analysis. You've done all this stuff. I was watching the Laker game last night, and I heard probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Which is
Reggie Miller trying to say that the Lakers, and I thought it was Reeves, and it turns out it was Anthony Davis, is shooting free throws to go up 4 with 2.5 seconds left, which they don't have any timeouts, you can't lose. And he's sitting there trying to say that they should miss so that they can't, inbound the ball. Have you ever heard anything dumber on a broadcast than what Reggie Miller said last night?
Yes, but I remember I was listening and I thought the same thing. He tried to, and I don't think he backpedaled, but yes, that was what you do is in that situation where you, you can miss in order to force them to go the full 94 with. Now, say you're up to, I can't remember what it is, but definitely should never be brought up when you're at the line to shoot 2. Now, if you miss the first one, then it becomes a theory to exist that they get the rebound and they're going to be forced to shoot from 90 feet.
Right, but you still want to go up 4 because even if they make it from 90 feet.
If you miss the first one, the most you can be up then is 3. Yes, if you make the first free throw, the discussion should have ended, and then you want to make the second one and end the game with 2
Is
points.
That just a great example of feeling like you have to talk when you shouldn't? Like, is that what that is?
It's impossible to figure out such stupidity. Because like you said, I can't believe they do this. Well, wait, we just said. And I think Reggie Miller is good. I think he's smart. So, yes, I would be very curious as to how he came to that conclusion. Because, again, as I say, there are situations in which he is right. There, it makes sense to miss so they don't get to inbound the ball and get a good pass. But
Never when you could go up by four. Never when you can go up by four. Ever.
I know. You're 100% right, and so maybe you can
so
get
So why
him
are you
on.
Defending
I
him?
I wanted you to get on the show.
What are you defending him about?
What the hell
are
you thinking?
I would like to defend Reggie here if I could, please.
Go for it.
So wow. is it? Yeah, especially considering that he blocked me on Twitter when he did his first NCAA tournament coverage games, and he was ill-prepared, and he didn't know who the players were. And I suggested that maybe
Barkley's the only guy that can do that, for the
right.
record.
Maybe he should stick with the NBA because he didn't know who the players were in the game he was calling.
Oh, burn.
He did not, apparently, I didn't, and in fairness, I didn't add him, so apparently he has a search engine for his full name or something, because I said, Reggie Miller, if he's not going to know who the players are, probably shouldn't be calling college games, and I got blocked for it.
Actually,
but I'm
I think you can easily call a college game if you don't know who the players are. But
that doesn't stop you. Defensive.
No, I mean, as an analyst, you analyze what occurred. You don't have to know the person's name. Something happened, and you explain what happened.
You can't call a guy by his number on the television broadcast.
Correct. You didn't know how to fake it. I could have helped in there. Yes. You don't use the numbers. But the need to know their name is not necessary if you're a good analyst.
I would argue that it's even more important during NCAA tournament games because you don't watch those teams generally. You need, especially on the radio, you need to tell me who the name is and who he plays for on a frequent basis because I'm driving
in
the car.
In fact, I would emphasize, and no one listening, you don't need the name, you need the school. I don't care who rebounded for Villanova because I don't know their players, but I can have you say, rebound to Villanova, then you can mention the name. In NCAA games, the school is way more important than a person's name because many people are listening who have no idea which team that name is on.
Correct. Also, give the score. Also on the radio, give the score
frequently,
Matt LePay
the
does.
The difficulty there is, and no one listens to me, when I give the score, I never give the score. It is given relative to Marquette first and foremost. The score is insignificant. What's important is Marquette is up 4, down 4. Then I will
join that club.
I'm all right with that.
If
I just want
to
know. Yes.
You do an NCAA game and you know neither team, then it changes a little bit. But why people give the score, I have no idea.
Well, I'll take the up 4, down 4, et cetera. To defend Reggie Miller, some of us forgot that Elton Jenkins tore his ACL in 2021. Sometimes on television and on the radio, you just screw up. And maybe Reggie Miller just screwed
but
up
that
last
was
night.
A thought-out process. That wasn't,
I
screwed
hear
up
this,
Eldon Campbell and Elton Jenkins.
I didn't hear this live. Jesse has it. If he's getting it off of Twitter, there's about a 35% chance that he'll actually play.
I am.
So I'm setting the bar low. But here is what Tausch heard on last night's telecast of Sacramento Golden State. Was this during, or was this during the
this was
during the Lakers Pelicans game? Here is Reggie Miller.
Here's things that you talk about on the bus as players. If he makes the first one, you're up 3. Do you try to purposely miss the second one, knowing that they don't have any timeouts?
No timeouts.
And they've got to go coast to coast, because as soon as you miss it, time is going to start as soon as it's touched. Or do you just make them both, be up 4, and game over? These are things that are discussed as teams.
Okay. First of all, Kevin Harlan did a great job there, being supportive of his color analyst.
Yeah, he could have buried him, didn't. He's a
because
pro.
Even Reggie Miller says there, or do you go up 4 and the game is over?
Right. What he said is discussed on the bus is never discussed on the bus. Never has been.
If you have a chance to go up 4 as you're riding to the arena, don't miss on purpose is what was discussed on the bus,
correct.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna withdraw my defense.
Yeah, the number's
okay,
wrong.
Fair enough.
That's all it was.
So,
that
Homer, the other thing I
on missing the third, but not when you're up 2. When you're up 1.
Yeah, I think what's discussed is, do you foul when you're up 3? Those are the things you discuss. Right.
Hold on. When you're up 1, yes, you do consider missing the second one on purpose, even if you make the first. That is correct.
Okay.
He's right about that.
Okay. Well, that's not what happened there. So I understand.
But I'm telling you, he has a theory. He just had the numbers wrong. we don't need to get him on the show. He would admit that. He doesn't need to admit it. But that's what he was.
I'd kind of like to get him on the show anyway. I'd like to ask him about blocking me.
Well, get him on the show.
Yeah.
Right after I get
like
Jordan Love. Tausch, you had something else you want to get to before we're done with Homer?
About food. I love the food discussion.
Yeah, take us in. Are you and Nancy food sharers?
Never. I mean, we buy an item and then split it. But I don't share food. Okay. Never. I don't get it. Hey, if you want my food, you should have ordered what I got. Order what you want. Eat what you did. I'll eat what I eat. But we share
but
meals.
But, man, your dish looks so good.
Yeah, you can't order two entrees.
I can't believe your dish looks so good. Can I try a bite?
I've no
And you're going to tell that lovely bride of yours no? Come
well,
on.
No, I mean, I've never done that once. Never once have I wanted to
I believe
eat
that.
Somebody else.
You're a stubborn old mule, so I totally understand that.
Living on Brian Blaga's farm.
But if she wanted to, sure, I'm not going to. But the issue of going into a bin and eating, or that piece of pizza, that one's easily.
Yeah.
That one's easy. If you do that, after you're done, you cut it off so that there's no part of your teeth.
Well, that, now then there's... Then there's malicious intent by trying to hide
no
the
residue.
Fact that I like I'm open about it. Like this is fine. I just took one nibble. It's still yours. It's the largest slice in the box.
Again, you can say that I'm wrong, but I just think, touching it with your hand, you know, sharing food, for example, does not mean as someone's eating it by, hey, would you spit that out and then I'll eat that because we share food. I mean, there's a limit to what you share, but. I think as
that.
Long as I remove where my teeth touch the food, then yes, someone else can eat it. But is that wrong?
According to Tausch, you either share food or you don't.
Do you share food
or
you don't?
I'm saying in this particular instance, there's a piece of pizza. I have done this, and I eat part of it. I don't want to eat the whole thing. I cut off.
Yeah,
so that there's
trim it.
No, trim it. There it is. Yes, that's
trim
my answer.
Yep.
Trim it up.
Let's trim.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, is that odd?
No, it's odd, but it's the right thing to do. Because you know what?
So
Becca would have eaten that pizza. She wouldn't have been stern. She wouldn't have been mad at Jesse. She would have had her lunch, and she would have known nothing of it. And everybody would have been fine.
If I eat a piece of an apple, or my wife eats a piece of an apple and says, do you want the rest? I'll say, sure. And I'll cut off the portion of the apple so I don't eat anything that has her teeth marks on the apple, but I'll finish the apple. Is that weird?
What are you scared of?
What is wrong with eating some of Nancy's apple?
Again, I'm going to eat it, but I'm going to cut off
your
the part that has her teeth. I don't know.
Why would you just eat the whole apple? Why are you cutting around what Nancy did eating on that apple?
Again, I don't feel comfortable.
Are you scared of her? You think she's got germs?
No,
like, what is the deal?
Yeah, I think there's... That seems like it's the mouth germs or some that I don't want. The hand germs.
So you don't like the Lady in the Tramp movie where they're sucking spaghetti together. You don't like that.
I don't remember specifically that part of it, but
it's an iconic Disney image.
It's the only thing about that movie I know.
Well, fine.
Old girl gets an ice cream cone. She says, Homer, it's hot out. It's your favorite ice cream. You're not going to take a lick on that cone because your beautiful wife had taken a lick?
No, that's a great point, though. So there is now inconsistency. Yes, we have shared an ice cream cone. Good point.
Okay. So the apple talk and the pizza talk.
That's more gross than the pizza.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really getting into it, you're going full on. That to me, if you're gonna sit here and besmirch the pizza eating, but then lick up on an ice cream cone, I'm sorry, you can't win that argument.
No, you're correct. It's very inconsistent.
Okay,
but
thank
I'm not
you very
insane,
much.
But it's very inconsistent. Yes.
I know you
what
won't.
A great note to end on with Uncle
mule.
Homer. Homer, I'll talk to you on Friday when you are the cousin sub of the day for Tausch. Cousin subs, we believe in better. And I will talk to you later today.
Do I need to prep for that? Kind of like you wanted Reggie Miller. I don't want to get mad. Do I need to prep for that at all or anything?
No. Nah. You'll be fine.
No, just laugh at everything Jason says and he'll be fine.
Say, do you help out? Got it. I'm ready to roll now.
There's your prep. There's the prep.
I don't appreciate that at all. Thanks, Homer.
He already hung up.
You don't appreciate it.
Shut up and tell us about Fortrea.
All right, you're looking for a little extra spending cash. You want to buy some extra pizza so you don't have to share it. Fortrea Clinical Trials. Tell me when you're done. We good?
Well, laughing at everything you say, jerk.
Healthy men and women of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 60, BMI 18.5 to 30. Study, one stay, 11 nights, two follow-ups. You can make $5,302 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, you get another $300 per qualified referral. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
Homer does not know the scene from Lady and the Tramp. He criticized Jesse, but then, much like Tausch, kind of changed his position a little bit when the ice cream came up.
I think I'm winning this.
I'd like to circle back to the text line and see where things stand.
We don't have to do that.
Because I think that there is a... You read my mind, Jesse. Now you're finishing my sentences. Because I think that the two stars of today's show, Homer and Tausch, have led people to believe and led them to forget what Brian Bulaga and I have said. I want to make sure that most people are still on the Bulaga Wildy page that this was IPT. We'll check in on the text messages next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Uncle Homer. A lot of inconsistency today, man. Like, this has been a divisive issue. The pizza. So much better than being followed by a tailgating sheriff, clearly. I'm curious, Jesse. I mean, Homer first got after you, and then he admitted that he and Nancy have shared an ice cream cone. Which, you guys are right. Like, that's the licking the ice cream. Yeah, that's way worse.
Way worse.
So, has anything shifted on the text line before we put this to bed and put a bow on it?
No, the text line's really good. Actually, the YouTube comments are getting the most after. Ryan Wollersheim, who produces Rutledge and Hamilton, was getting after me in the YouTube comments. I got him and Hunter out in the office here saying that these are grounds for divorce. To be eating someone else's food, which seems strong, but
that's a lot. That's
very strong.
Yeah. Jamie and Mequon, Jesse, why didn't you grab a knife or fork and just slice off a portion for yourself?
He was in a hurry. He was rushed.
People aren't understanding
Jamie's
that
right.
aspect.
Jamie knows that. Yep.
But when 100%. You're in a hurry, I'm not going to take the time to say, "Oh, wow, here's what I'm going to do." I'm
just
gonna
rip it
diabolically,
like a band.
Like,
just rip
that it was never there.
Just rip it.
And then I've also got Dan in Alloway, who I'm trying to flash up here on the screen. All right, it's not going to change the name, but we're going to do this here. I'll read it to you. Dan in Alloway, there is no reason to leave teeth marks and put it back. She should have just asked him not to do it again, as he's just learning now how to be a civilized husband and has Tausch as a mentor.
Ooh. Is that a dig at Tausch the mentor there on the husbandry? I think it might be.
You don't leave teeth marks. Yeah, I totally agree with Jamie or whoever that was there. You don't leave
Dan
the teeth marks. Yeah, just cut it up and go ahead, do your business.
He was in a hurry. He was going to be late for work.
So you're basically applying the football logic of just get away with what you can. If they don't throw a flag, it's not a penalty, as opposed to changing the behavior.
Don't be a J-wag. Don't be a jackwag.
A J-wag.
And take That's a new. Huge bite and leave all and just leave it sit there.
You're either a food sharer or you're not.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But you can do things. It doesn't mean you have to be a jackwagon about it. Well, you don't have to be a jackwagon about it because you don't have to, like, rub it in her face that they're taking these huge bites.
I would like to clarify. There were four slices. The jalapeno spicy one was hers. That was the second largest piece. The largest piece was the pepperoni one that she also got with the one bite out of it in the corner because it didn't fit in the Tupperware that I was putting it in to bring it to work. So I thought it was fair, as I was putting it away, surveying all the circumstances, in a rush, hadn't had breakfast, thought I might want to eat something because I didn't get as much as I was going to hope to have for lunch. I thought it was fair I get one bite of that slice while she then gets the remainder of that plus the other giant slice that was still remaining. I thought it was fair. Proportionately, evened out.
And Tausch is enabling you. He's both criticizing you and saying you either share food or you're not. Tausch, you need to tell us about Prize Picks so we can get to this story about Belichick and Kraft and the ESPN report that the New York Post sums up with an opening sentence of its story. Did Bill Belichick get screwed by Robert Kraft? When it comes to journalism, that's called a lead that makes you want to read more. Makes me want to read more. Just like it makes you want to say more or less when it comes to Prize Picks.
Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Over 3 million active viewers, members, and you know why? Because it's simple. Pick more or less on a 2-6 player stat projection, and you just watch the cash come on in. And now we got basketball games in full tilt. We have hockey rolling. You're going to end up with, I saw yesterday, you have women's basketball season projections. All that good fun stuff. And Ulti had a great weekend with the UFC and with golf. It was a great weekend for me. Jump on it. Download the app today. Use that promo code WI, and you get a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The 11 o'clock hour should have already started, but it starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.